B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This sounds like Jeff picked the song. But Heavy Metal Chris is in the building. So
I think Heavy Metal told him to play that one.
Heavy Metal, what was that, dude?
That's King of the Road by Fu Manchu.
You got that on your phone, B?
Yeah.
You got a lot of Fu Manchu on there?
My frequently played.
I'll just tell you, that is like the funnest song to listen to when you're cruising down the freeway and you're just passing people, because in the chorus he's just like, King of the Road says you move too slow. Fun to pass cars.
Speeding. When you listen to that song, you're speeding down the damn freeway.
Heavy Metal Chris does drive a Mustang, I think. Heavy Metal, you like to press the gas, buddy?
No, never. Never. I like to go super slow, you know?
Lie.
Yeah.
A few things I want to clear up and perhaps make clear. First off, we got to say good morning to whoever our first commenter was, or whoever paid Jeff off to be the first commenter. We got a new one, I think. Another new name in the record books. Jarrell B. First person said good morning at 9:59 a.m.
And Jarrell jumped the gun. Hadn't even started.
I mean, shout out to Jeff for. Maybe Chris did it. I think that's the first time I've ever seen the stream live before the show starts. 9:59 a.m. That's an early start. Who started the stream today, boys?
That was me.
Yeah, now we know.
This is my first time looking at the stream. It really does look like B-Mitch is a hiding his identity.
Yeah, I am.
Like when they interview somebody from like a third, like a dictator country, and they have to hide their identity.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I mean, I guess we can close the curtains. I can't turn that light on because we only have two power switches over here.
I'm full. You can turn it. You can unplug it.
All right. Well, everybody in the stream, let's see if this helps. We're going to plug the lamp in and see what it looks like for B. Mitch now. Although this lamp plug's kind of funky, so it might take a second. You got to find the right hole, B.
Yeah, you got all the way to that.
All right. Oh, look. Let there be light.
There we go. Still look a little weird.
Jarrell B. was at 9:59 a.m., then Cody Seabolt at 9:59 a.m.
Just
behind him, he said good morning also. So good morning to everybody on the chat. Good morning to the boys in the stream. Jeff is running the show today. So, Jeffrey, how's it feel being in the big chair, buddy?
Feel good, man.
You got this. You do a good job. What I always find remarkable is Jeff's ability to stay for the whole show on the days he's running the show. I applaud you for that, Jeff.
Oh, he might disappear even today. You know how Jeff is.
And, Jeff, we have a hype song in about an hour.
Yes, sir.
There we go, Jeff.
I love it. I'm going to clear something up real quick, and I don't want to make a whole big thing out of this, but perhaps I'm going to. There's a senator from Montana. His name is Steve Daines. I applaud Mr. Daines for the work he's done trying to make sure the Wetzel family that came up with the old logo for the Redskins, which is an iconic logo. It's a beautiful drawing. That logo has meant a lot to me over the course of my life. I used to draw it on every book I had as a child. Like, when I was a kid, you had to cover your books, like your science book. You put these covers on them. Mm-hmm. And all of my books, I would just draw the Skins logo. I've owned countless amounts of clothing and hats and artifacts that have that logo on it. The logo is beautiful. And Montana Governor Daines, or Senator rather, Daines has worked hard to make sure the team has worked with the Wetzel family to properly honor and pay tribute to that logo. And it's my understanding that the team has done that. They have talked to the Wetzel family.
Get the hell out of the way.
Now, this dude needs to get the hell out of the way. Sir, you are from Montana. This is Washington. I understand this is federal land, but you are doing nothing but political grandstanding and pearl clutching for no purpose but retweets and clout. Like, you have no business holding up a bill to build a stadium that will impact the millions of people that live in the DMV, and there is no sense in what you're doing now beyond political grandstanding. I know I have spoken to people at your office. They're all very nice. They're all very polite, and you've reached out to me to try to not say what I think, but I'm not doing that because what you're doing is complete grandstanding nonsense. It is nothing but politics, and all you're doing is bringing these people in that are not fans of the team. They do not care about the team. They want this to be a political issue and a political football and culture war nonsense. Please stop. Go back to your home. Ignore this issue. Montana's a beautiful place. I don't want to be involved in the politics of Montana whatsoever. Let us get our stadium built. Please get the hell away from this issue. Thank you. We'll be right back. Sean Merriman joins us.